going to begin a bit of a new schedule here, and rather than doing the singing time afterward, or the whatever that time is going to be used for, whether it's Bible study, singing, prayer, etc., we're going to start at 2:30 with getting our singing stuff worked on. I was thinking that that would be a wise thing for a couple of different reasons. One being that we could practice the song earlier and then actually do it in the service later. That's something that we're going to be able to accomplish, although not today. So anyway, what we're going to do is start with our singing time. Let's work on that song that we have been working on from Psalm 5. I need a light switch, girl. One of those might do it. Okay. Say, how many of you are able to actually listen to this again from off of Tim's website? Because he's putting all our sermons and these singing times as well. He's putting them on the website. So if you want to be able to hear the music, you can actually do so. Anyway, let's try this together. I got to tell you, we've been working on this song, or we worked on it a bit this morning at home, with all of our drummers. It was great. This song worked real good with percussion. Lots of good percussion. Would work nice. Great. Let's take this. I'm going to sing through this last part of the game. Just try and get it with me if you can. I think you guys have probably all heard this one from Ascending. It's on my Ascending album. But we'll just try this here. Now, there is an echo in this first section here. I lift up my eyes to the hills, the light of mine. Lift up my eyes to the hills. Some of you girls, I think, will know how to bring that in, right? Some of my girls. Okay, let's give this a try. Singing along with this, if it's on the stereo at home, you can usually sing along with it. But when you're in church, it's harder to sing along with it. It's one of those puzzling things. I'm not quite sure what to make of that. Just because we're not used to hitting notes that high, for one thing. And we do want to, as a songwriter, this is something that I want to try and avoid a little bit, is to keep you guys from having to shriek. Anyway, let's see what happens with this one more time. Yep.
I also find that in my car when I have my stereo loud enough, I can't hear all my muffler problems either. That loud stereo will do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if the stereo's loud enough, you can't hear yourself sing anyway, and then you can just make a joyful noise.
Yeah.
Okay. Or else you have to scream. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why church music should probably be loud. You know, it shouldn't be killing loud. It shouldn't bury everything. But it needs to be loud enough so that you can not have to concern yourself too much with hearing yourself, but rather that you can give yourself to your singing so that you can be louder. Okay, I'll go around this again. And you can suffer with me. This is a recent song. Okay, the fellow who wrote this, I think sang a lot of Genevans, and then wrote this. I think that's how it works, because it sounds quite Genevan. Sort of does. Okay. Let's try this. Here we go. Try again. La, 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 la. time. We'll get this. From the beginning. La 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 la.
Thank you.
Amen.